had a long think about it. I mean, Telford wanted me to stop there, but this offer come about. So, and I've worked with John before, so it was a no-brainer, really, especially my stage of my career. I know I can play for another 1 or 2 years, but I mean, I thought I might as well take the next step and to see if I'd enjoy it.
And this way, I spoke to John last week, I should explain, this way you almost get to combine both to a degree, because John says you may well play a bit as well, so you've still got the playing side of things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm still looking forward to playing. I mean, I think I got 18 goals last year, so there's no reason why I can't contribute to the team in that, and hopefully I can give him some advice on the pitch as well.
It was a strange old season, wasn't it, really? Because clearly you were the leading scorer by some distance, and yet, because of circumstances we all know about, off-the-field things, City had to let you go to Telford. First of all, how do you enjoy your time at Telford?
Yeah, to be fair, I know Rob and Larry before, so I knew what kind of people there was. So, it was enjoyable, but just not the season what I was expecting from both clubs, really. So, I mean, from that aspect, it was a bit disappointing.
Now you're moving into the management side of it alongside John. I sometimes wonder with people who are very good at what they do. I had this conversation with Graham Hick years ago, the Worcestershire cricketer. You go from being a very good player to being a manager, and sometimes it might be difficult to think, well, I could do that. Why can't they do it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but like I've got a lot of experience over the years with different kinds of managers I've had, and that, and hopefully can implement them on the pitch and help the lads out as well. I mean, like I say, I've worked with a lot of managers, and hopefully I can take bits off each one and then bring out my own style, really.
And you're going into this with your eyes wide open, presumably, because we all know, obviously, there have been huge problems at City. We don't actually know for certain yet what level they're going to play at next season. So, it's a big job you've taken on here.
Yeah, it is a big job, but, I mean, it's something that I'm really looking forward to. I mean, like, we don't know what league we're going to go into next season, but I mean, whatever league we've been put in, we're going to give it our best shot with the budget what we've got.
Hopefully, you'll know that sooner rather than later, because obviously you're trying to attract players. The first thing they're going to ask is, you know, what level are we playing at?
Yeah, that is the trouble at the moment, because I've been speaking to quite a few players over the last week or two, and we can't commit yet to what league we're in, and vice versa, really. But I mean, we've got a lot of players lined up in whatever league we're going to go in.
In terms of the players from the squads the season just finished, Lee, I mean, those you decide to keep and those happy to stay, you've got to pick them up a bit, really, because it's never easy after a relegation, is it?
Not at all. I mean, I think I've only got relegated once in my career, and that was from West Brom in the Premier League, so that was a bit of a different scenario. But I mean, it's a new season. Everyone's got it's a new start for everyone. And like I say, I think a lot of encouragement and getting the players to play the best ability, I think that's the best way forward.
And the other thing is, there is a core. It's not the biggest following in the world, but there's a core of diehard Worcester City supporters, as you well know, who will follow you pretty much whichever league you're in.
Exactly. I mean, the fans are brilliant, like home and away. They travel everywhere, all over the country. And I mean, hopefully, whatever league we're in, we're going to give them something to shout about this year. And hopefully, we'll be challenging at the other side of the table.